our societies have a responsibility to make sure that we engage properly and fully and also respectfully with our young people. If we don't, other people are willing to do it. Violent groups are willing to do it. Gangs are willing to do it. Neo-Nazi groups are willing to do it. So I don't see this as just a Muslim issue or an issue of Muslim youth. I see this as a global issue where a lot of our young people are being left behind, and we're expecting them to figure out life and to make all the right decisions and to do all the right stuff just on their own without us providing any kind of support, any kind of compassion or understanding or mentorship or encouragement. So I think our societies, the global community, local communities, are failing our young people. As a whole, we're doing not a very good job in standing by and supporting young people into becoming whatever it is that they want to become in a healthy, safe, peaceful, positive way.
It's a big job.
We have to do it. The thing is, if we don't do it, who's going to? Things aren't going to fix themselves. And you can't fix things just by bombing people. As that's just, you know, history has proven that just is not the way to go. We're going to have to commit to our young people. We're going to have to actually do this right and be personally invested in it. And actually take the time to care. Really, it all comes down just to care. You have to care about people. You have to care about what happens to our young people. And you know, I always try and say this, you know, some of our young people have given up on themselves and they've given up on us. And we must not give up on them. And not just for their sake, but also for our own sake. You know, it's not just that they are in the process of, you know, some of our kids are in the process of losing their humanity, but we are losing ours if we give up on them. So we cannot prove their story right. The story they're telling themselves is that we don't care about them, is that we don't want them, is that we think they're a problem, and that we would rather do away with them. So we have to prove that wrong. Even when they act out, even when they push back and kick back, and, you know, we still have to hang in there. Because ultimately, we want them to be okay. That's the goal. The goal is not, I wish them dead. The goal is, I wish you to live, and I wish you to live fully and freely and happily.
Might sound corny, but it's love that comes back to that.
It always comes back to love. I had a really long conversation the other day with an ex-violent extremist, but not of the Muslim stripe, of the white supremacist. And I asked him, I said, what is it that changed it for you? And he said, look, the only thing that will disrupt hatred, even when it feels like maybe it's a corny answer, maybe it is a counterintuitive answer, but it is love. That's the only thing that will disrupt it. It really, really is. And I think now more than ever, in the climate that we're living in the political climate that we're in a lot of countries now, if we don't put love and empathy and compassion and understanding and caring and our shared humanity first, then what makes us different is where people are going to try and create even more divisions and wedges between us. And we have to do the opposite. What extremists on all sides of this game want is for the rest of us to hate each other, is for the rest of us to fear each other, and for the rest of us to become more divided. And at all cost, we have to resist that. We have to keep reminding ourselves that we're in this together. We have to keep reminding ourselves what kind of world we want to be in and what kind of world we want to create moving forward. And surely the answer has to be that it has to be a world that includes all of us, where we all have a place, where we all have a voice, where we all have a purpose, where we all belong, and where we're all working towards something together that's good for as many of us as possible, and to do our utmost to make sure that no one's left behind.